Hi, this is Kevin Bianchi from Vanishing Shores. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And today we are going to meet singer, songwriter, making amazing music, Kevin Bianchi, here in a minute. So stick around. You're going to love that. And you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, it is podcast interview time. We're going to have a great artist story here. We're going to have Kevin Bianchi here in a minute. First of all, real quick, though, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often for great artist interviews, specialty podcasts, rock and rants, Wicked Riff Wednesday, all kind of cool stuff. If you are a fan of great guitar-driven music, this is the place you want to be. All the people out there in the world who are saying, I can't find the good music. Well, here it is. You have found it. So check it out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We're also on iTunes and Podbean and Player FM and all the usual places, Facebook, YouTube, everything. Now, what I want to do real quick, guys, before we sit down and talk to Kevin, I want to have you guys do something real quick. Kevin's an amazing singer, songwriter, guitar player. Or I'm assuming, Kevin, are you a guitar player? Okay. Anyways, you're going to love the music. We're going to play the song Kids Are Sleeping in a little while here. What I'd like you guys to do right now is to hit the share button. So whatever platform you're listening to this on, there's always that little share icon, whether you're on your mobile device or whatever, just hit the little share button, share it with your friends on whatever your favorite social media platform is. Hit the share button, send it out there, let everybody know, oh my God, I'm checking out this awesome artist, Kevin Bianchi, and you guys need to check it out. So if you like it, chances are the people you're partying with on social media are going to dig it too. And this is just a great way for you as a fan, as a music enthusiast, to tell the world about the cool music you're listening to and bring more people in and get more people excited about what's going on. Okay. So that's a little something you can do. Just hit that share button right now. We have Kevin Bianchi on the line with us. Kevin, how you doing? No problem, buddy. So what I always like to do is kind of like take the, you know, step into Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine and get back to the point where you got hooked on music, because there's a lot of people who like music. There's a lot of people who are, you know, may play guitar as a hobby or whatever, you know, maybe they play in a cover band on the weekends here and there, but this is another level where you're writing songs and you're, you know, touring and you're doing these different things like that. So what got you like, this is me, this is my calling, this is what I got to do? How did you get to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I can remember some of my earliest memories are really music. My whole life has been thinking about music and hearing music. I remember getting to my dad's vinyl collection at a pretty early age and, of course, listening to the Beatles and Bob Dylan. And my first instrument, funnily enough, was a Dukes of Hazzard guitar. I remember my parents getting me this plastic kind of Dukes of Hazzard guitar, and I'd be playing that for hours and trying to mimic the Beatles and Dylan. I'm still trying that, actually, but my earliest memories are of that, and really, I never can remember a time being without it, just this intense curiosity about music, all kinds of music, and trying to translate the feelings and emotion of life through that. That really has been really a source of real life for me and real joy.
The Beatles and Dylan. So
yeah, and then later the Kings, of course, yeah. And the Who. All those kind of British invasion bands were my first kind of introduction into the wild world of rock and roll.
On your Dukes of Hazzard guitar.
Yeah, my Dukes of Hazzard guitar. My brother, who also has played with me my whole life, he's a couple years older. He went the glam route with like Van Halen and those, but mine were always the British invasion guys.
I got you. You know, we all have that music that just sort of like rings our bell, that resonates with us, and it's different for everybody, you know, so that's what makes the world go around. So when did you start getting it, like breaking out and like getting bands going and start doing that stuff? About what age was that for you?
That was around 14 or so. My brother was, like I said, a couple years older, and he had a band, and I devised this kind of brilliant strategy to get his singer of that band kicked out.
Oh, great.
And have myself join. So I really started pretty early with that. I had bands from 14 on. and mostly with my brother. But yeah, that was my first kind of rock and roll deviousness of trying to get into his band. You know, constantly bad mouthing his singer until he let me in.
So now you were with the Chestertons. Now, and where are you based out of, too? And how did you that? We should probably cover that as well.
I live in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, your neighbor. Gotcha.
Yeah. I've lived here most of my life. I've spent 6 years away. I was in the Air Force for 6 years, and we can maybe chat about that a little bit too. But that was the only time really that I wasn't actively pursuing music. And then I came back and really decided that I need to, you know, life's too short to not make as much music as possible. But yeah, for the last 3 years, I've been in a band called the Chestertons, and we've been pretty active recording and playing shows. And this most recent project, Vanishing Shores, came out of just such a huge backlog of songs that I had. I wanted to be able to record more than I was doing in the Chestertons. And they're more personal, too, and I thought that they fit better in a solo kind of context.
So who did you let's talk a little bit about your before we jump into what you have going on and the Chestertons and your music a little deeper. What tell us a little bit about this foray into a military career. Was this something that what precipitated that?
So it's kind of an odd, seemingly odd fit. I was for a while working with a kind of in a counseling capacity, and I thought that maybe I wanted to do that in the Air Force as well, but at the time they weren't accepting officers either, so I went in, I just enlisted, and I thought I would learn about it and see if I could be of some help. And I spent 6 years, and it was good in the sense of meeting people and feeling like helping people, but I certainly realized that I didn't want to do that for my whole life. I wanted to get back to the creative process and doing what really was my heart. But I remember being in Afghanistan, really having these moments too of really thinking that, you know, I want life to be filled with more joy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More love than that. Not again. I'm not making any negative comments about the people or those kind of things. But I really wanted to be more life giving than the opposite.
Of course. Yeah, we got you. So you get back to out of that situation, you get back into music. Is the Chestertons like the next thing that happens, or when does that start for you?
Yeah. Now, as soon as I got out of the Air Force, that was the first musical project that happened, and my brother and I started that, the Chestertons, and that was in 2009 or so. And that has been, we've been active with that since. And then this newest project, Vanishing Shores, came about this year.
Okay, so Vanishing Shores is the Lord's latest project / band. And this grew out of what? Because you just have so much music and you just looking for another outlet, or is that what it was?
Right. I just was having a lot of songs that we just weren't able to get to, and a friend of mine recommended me kind of having a solo project. And I'm not really a solo kind of guy. I really love the band context of collaborating with other people and sharing that together. So I didn't want to just have it my name and a solo project. So I started this, and originally I intended of kind of playing most of it myself, but as I got along, I realized I probably wasn't up to that task. So I brought in a lot of friends who kind of came and went with some of the songs, but still, I felt like it was more of a collective of musicians and not just myself.
Okay.
But the songs themselves were a lot more personal, I think, than just the Chestertons kind of big rock thing.
Okay. You're making me want to, and I apologize, I don't know the Chestertons, so this is making me want to go check them out as well. So who did you work with in Vanishing Shores? You worked with a producer or...
Yes, the main guy I worked with is a producer and engineer. His name is Dave Douglas, and he was, for a long time, the drummer of Relying K. I don't know if you've heard of that band, but and he's worked with a lot of other people, Lighthouse and the Wailer, Nate Jones, and some other kind of indie, well-known indie guys. And so he was the main mover and shaker of this project. He recorded it and mixed it, and he actually played drums and bass on it. So he and I were the main collaborators on the project, and a few outside guys, but we were the main core unit. And I think a lot of musicians kind of have this idea that they know how their music should sound best. And a lot of times we do, but a really good producer makes such a difference to give you different perspectives and different ways of thinking about things. I think we take the role of producer for granted sometimes. And I think that's really an essential piece of making a cohesive, good collection of songs.
Absolutely. So I'm reading here, this sounds crazy to me, but you have to clarify this. It says you sold your instruments to fund the EP. Like, wow, what?
I know. I kind of made a commitment with my wife that I wouldn't use any money that would have been for the family or anything else.
So
okay. I ended up, because I didn't think that was fair, of course.
Okay.
So I ended up basically selling every recording piece of equipment and instrument that I had in order to fund this. So I joke that now I finally made a collection of songs I wanted and really nothing to play it out with. but I'm slowly reacquiring.
Well, I mean, there's
a GoFundMe here help replenish the instrument collection.
Well, Christmas is coming, so maybe, you know, Santa Claus will bring you a guitar or something.
Yes, exactly right. But the part about that, too, is that I really believe in these songs enough to do that. I wouldn't have done that if I hadn't believed in it. I wouldn't have essentially given away everything unless I really believed in the song.
Yeah. And that is a testament to, you know, the passion behind this and the sort of faith and heart and everything that you definitely put into it. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more, but right now we're going to take a little break and listen to Kids Are Sleeping. Guys, this is a just amazing song. I really hope you get all your gear back, dude. But man, when you guys listen to this, you're going to, I think it was kind of worth it because this came out. This is stunning. And I don't say that. I mean, there's a lot of artists I play. Yeah, this is great. Check it out. But this knocked my freaking doors off, man. This blew my mind. Check it out. Kids Are Sleeping. And we're calling it Vanishing Shores, right? Not a solo project. Kids Are Sleeping by Vanishing Shores on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I mean, that's like a huge, like, kind of like big, like, anthem kind of wow. You know, it's just like freaking wow. Tell us a little bit about writing that song. What's that? What you said? Because you were telling me that this record's more personal. So tell us how kids are sleeping.
This song originally came about. I was at another friend's show at a club here in Cleveland called Coda, and it was packed. I mean, it was so packed. And I just had this kind of feeling that all these people here, and really I don't know anything about any of them. I really felt really disconnected, yet in physical proximity, really close to a number of people. And that song grew out of that. Just how all of these moments that we're spending, how many people in our lives do we really know? Hmm. How many people do we really know their story, or really know their, you know, even the sorrow or the pain they may be going through, and how we're just rushing by? All these social media outlets that, you know, claim to draw us closer and connect us, are we really any closer? And so this song was an attempt to really try to remind myself more than anything to connect with those that are most important in my life. Yes, my kids and my wife, but even the friends around us, to not just kind of generically go through every day and go through the motions, but to really get to know people and walk with them on their journey, regardless of the situation they're in. So that's where that song really came about, to put down the stupid phone, the text, and have a conversation.
And so this goes to your sort of desire or your interest in this, the connecting with the listeners.
Yes. Yes. I'm really connecting more on the levels of really knowing their story and letting them become part of my story.
Hmm.
And to walk with them that way. I mean, all of the songs really on this project are in some way about engaging with a person and learning about the person and knowing them. And in spite of who they are, giving love in the sense of walking with them and being a true friend. I mean, that's kind of a lost art too, really having a true friend. I mean, I want to be a better friend, and I want to be a better person in that way. And that a lot of the songs are about that too.
So we have Vanishing Shores. Is that self-titled? Is that what's the title of the EP?
It is self-titled. It's just Vanishing Shores, self-titled, six song EP.
And it's out. We can go get it.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, tell us real quick about the video, because you've got a great video to Kids Are Sleeping.
Yeah, a friend of mine came up with that idea. His name's John Ventura, and basically, I gave him zero guidelines. I said, listen to the song, see how, you know, it affects you emotionally, and then come up with that representation yourself. And he and his girlfriend came up with that really on their own. Again, no input from me other than the song. And I think they did a beautiful job of emphasizing the importance of moments.
Yeah.
The video emphasizes the importance of moments and how fleeting they can be, but also how meaningful they can be, and how we really change each other's lives in small moments.
All I can say to that is amen. So you got the EP out. It sounds freaking great. I listened to another track as well. Blurred? Is that a track? Am I mis?
Yeah. No, you're right. Blurred. Yeah, that's the closing track.
Yeah, that's beautiful too. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you? What do you have coming up over the next like year?
The next year is going to be a combination year of Vanishing Shores and the Chestertons. The Chestertons are actually, we're releasing a new album on the 21st of this month.
Cool.
So it's going to be split between those two things of certainly playing as many shows as possible, getting out of Ohio, playing some in New York and Pennsylvania, and trying to go towards the East Coast and then back again.
Awesome.
So that's the plan for most of this year, is just trying to get to as many people as possible. I know that's the age-old artist thing, but really trying to connect with as many people as possible.
And why don't you go ahead, and speaking of connecting with as many people as possible, why don't you go ahead and plug like where people can find you on the internet?
Well, they can find us at our website, www.vanishingshores.com, and thechestertonsmusic.com. And then, of course, on Spotify and all of those media outlets, and on Facebook, just Vanishing Shores and the Chestertons music. An easy way to connect, and we'd love to hear from you, of course. Excellent. Tell us what you like, what you don't like.
Even what you don't like. I think there's
We all need to hear that too, right?
Yeah. I got you. I was listening to Eddie Trunk the other day talking about, you know, artists, you know, approaching him with their music and saying, no, we really, really want to know, like, what you really think. He's like, are you sure? He's like, no, yeah, we do. And then he would tell him, and they'd be like, fuck you. You're an asshole. What do you know?
Funny guys. Always talking about Kiss.
He's obsessed with Kiss. Thanks. Hey, Kevin, it was great meeting you, man. We're gonna wrap up. I need to do a little business with you when we're after I'm done here. So stick around, Kevin, and we're gonna do a little business. I just need you for a few more minutes, okay, buddy?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
No problem. Everybody, Kevin Bianchi. And you can go to vanishingshores.com or chestertonsmusic.com and check out everything he has going on. I am ignorant on the Chestertons, so I am going to be cranking them up here after the podcast. I want to hear what they hear what they do, because I'm loving Vanishing Shores. You could listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Please share the podcast. Okay, so even if you didn't share at the beginning, you're maybe a little skeptical, you met Kevin, you've listened to Kids Are Sleeping, this is freaking awesome. Hit that share button, let your friends know that, you know, there is great music. I discovered it. Here it is. And you can listen to it too. So hit the share button and let everybody know about that. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check that out. And one more thing I need to plug is we have a private group. And those of you that subscribe to that get exclusive stuff, like you're getting to actually watch me record this right now and getting some behind the scenes stuff. And we check in there. You get to help us plan our weekly music podcast, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. There's a lot of fun stuff that goes on there. And you can get more information about that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. And it's how you can do your part to help great guitar-driven rock thrive. Not just be alive, but thrive. You can do that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. It was awesome meeting Kevin. Again, if you haven't already, please share the podcast. And please go to vanishingshores.com and check out the music. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.